Now, a bomb up in Derry was an attempt by dissident Republicans with the new IRA basically to murder police officers. That's the thinking of the PSNI. The bomb, it was actually located after up to about 80 police officers took part in a security search targeting the new IRA there in the area. I want to speak to one of the local journalists who's always across what's happening in Derry, Leona O'Neill. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning, Frank.
This is becoming a bit of a regular occurrence. The police go in to look for what they believe is there, and this time they certainly find it, and they get attacked by local people. Are they being attacked by Republicans, or are they being attacked by people who are involved in gangland activity? I asked that question because the word Republican in the Craigan is a word that's highly regarded in the Craigan area, but you get a sense that Republicans are very critical of the people who are doing this.
Yeah, well, I suppose Republicanism is very divided. You have dissident Republicans and you have your kind of mainstream Republicans like those who would support Sinn Féin. So it's not really as black and white as Republicans attacking the police. You know, a lot of people would say these people were just thugs. They're youth, they're masked youth. So it's very hard to identify who they are or what faction they're from. But I would imagine because the searches being conducted were into them investigating the activities of the new IRA, this was a response to that. They were hit by police officers, police vehicles were hit by about 40 petrol bombs last night. It actually started quite early in the day. It was about maybe 4 or 5 o'clock when the stones and bricks and bottles started coming. But the police operation actually started that morning. From about, I think it was about 11 o'clock, police moved into Craig. And again, they kind of, when we were in the police station yesterday morning discussing the Strabane murder on Saturday, if you remember, the police, the detective inspector there said, there's an operation happening now in Craig. And so this was about 11 o'clock when we came up, and the place was saturated with police. They had Craig and Country Park cordoned off and evacuated, and they were searching all their houses. So the operation was going on during the day, and it was just kind of 4 or 5 o'clock that the disturbances started coming. And so I suppose you could say that it was orchestrated. People had time to plan, and there were 40 petrol bombs thrown at the police during that time, and it was quite intense rioting. And if you, I don't know if your readers or your listeners would understand, this is a residential street. So this rioting and the stones and the bricks and the bottles, the meters from people's living rooms, from older people's living rooms, from families' bedroom windows, from children's bedroom windows, it's quite horrific. If you saw the kind of the landscape and what is happening, such dangerous activity happening right on people's doorstep. And again, I had said last night it would happen literally meters from where Liam McKee was murdered. In fact, when I parked my car, you couldn't get the car up anywhere near it, obviously, because the police had it cordoned off. I parked my car and had a walk past Floral Tribute to Liam McKee while I was going up to cover at the top of the street, the rioting. It's just madness.
The people in the area, are they prepared to express an opinion against those who are doing the rioting? Are they afraid to say anything? Sinn Féin have been critical of those who are organising it and those who are involved, and they say that on the ground they're liaising with youth workers to get the kids to go home. But are these young people who are throwing the petrol bombs and the ones who are masked, are they very much under the control of someone or some group who totally are at odds with Sinn Féin, and they're almost putting it up to Sinn Féin by doing this?
Yeah, again, it's hard to identify these young people because they're masked, and you know, I wouldn't know who they were working for, if they're being directed by. I think almost it's like a culture in our young people, which is very dangerous. The next generation are coming up there. Some of them, not all of them by any means, they have a distinct hatred towards the police. perhaps because of things that they have heard, or perhaps because of things that they have seen in their own homes or in their own kind of circles. But it's almost like a culture. Anytime the police come into Craigan, they are attacked. It's, you know, it's just part of the course. If there's a car driving down Central Drive and someone throws a petrol bomb at it, a police car driving down Central Drive, someone throws a police car, or sorry, a petrol bomb at it, or stones and bricks are thrown at Land Rovers. And this is by, you know, a lot of the young people throwing bricks and stones, bottles. You saw in the videos there last night, they're young men born after Good Friday Agreement, born into peace, have no experience whatsoever of our troubles. So their hatred of the police or whatever their perception is of what is happening or what they're fighting against is learned behaviour. So it's coming from somewhere. But, you know, I when I was there last night, I didn't see anybody wreck them. That's not the way riots work. These people come out from the shadows with the masks on and with the petrol bombs in hand, and they throw them. There's not anybody really there that I could see was directing them. A lot of the time they're doing this off their own bat. But again, you don't know what's going on in the shadows, because that's where most of us don't reside.
And the police did find the bomb that they were looking for. Yeah. So sometimes the police are questioned as to should they have been there at that particular time with the numbers that they would have arrived with. And there may be some voices who would say that the police were too well represented in the area on particular occasions. But if you're going in and you have information that there's a bomb there, it's hardly unreasonable that, you know, 80 police would turn up to look for something that could kill absolutely anyone.
Of course. This is a residential area. If you give me the house, it's a very, very built up area. There are maybe 30, 40 houses on the street, quite sort of close together. There are children in those houses, there are old people in those houses, and by all accounts, this bomb was in a car parked outside these houses, could have went off at any time, could have killed people in that street. So that's what the police are telling us. And with regard to the police going into the areas, if there's wrong being done, then the police have to go into these areas. For every action, there's a reaction, and perhaps that's why the police go into the areas like Craigan and the Bulkhead in such large numbers, because of attacks in the past. So it's not just black and white. There are so many different levels to be kind of analysed here in this situation. The policing issue and the disin Republican issue all have to be kind of taken in the whole, sort of in the round. It's not just the police are wrong to come in at such numbers, or, you know, it doesn't really work like that.
And finally, Leona, whenever there's an issue at a private house in the Craigan, whether it's a burglary or a domestic dispute or someone has had their car stolen, the usual run-of-the-mill things that happen, sadly, all over the country, do the police go to investigate those things in the Craigan, or do you have to have like 20 Land Rovers coming in to cover the investigating officer?
Yeah, well, I have had some people come to me and say that, you know, there were issues in their street. Excuse me, there were issues in their street, perhaps with, you know, a fight in their street or a car being stolen. And they have told me that they have called the police and the police haven't arrived until the morning. You know, you could look at it from both sides there. You know, the person who's, the police are maybe think this is the sort of mindset that they have now. Everything in Craigan could be an ambush. Everything could be a setup to sort of lure them into the area. That, I suppose, needs to be looked at, because of people in Craigan. There are people in Craigan who call the police. Everybody in Craigan are not out throwing petrol bombs. There are people who are, you know, people who support the police, people who need the police, people who call the police when something goes wrong. So the police not arriving perhaps for hours is something that needs to be looked at. But again, when they come in their great numbers, when there's 20 Land Rovers coming in to deal with one issue, then that also causes a problem too. It's a balancing act, and it's very difficult to kind of find the right way to do things, and it definitely does need looked at.
Leona, thank you very much indeed. Leona O'Neill, bringing us up to date with the latest developments in the Craigan that always seems to be in the news for a negative reason.